I'd like to begin and end this sermon today with a prayer from Howard Thurman. Let us pray. Lord, open unto me. Open unto me light for my darkness. Open unto me courage for my fear. Open unto me hope for my despair. Open unto me peace for my turmoil. Open unto me joy for my sorrow. Open unto me strength for my weakness. Open unto me wisdom for my confusion. Open unto me forgiveness for my sins. Open unto me love for my hates. Open unto me thyself for myself. Lord, Lord, open unto me. Amen. The Reverend Fawn Harriman has called this the year of practice. Howard Thurman, who wrote the prayer we just heard, was a mid-century theologian and teacher of Martin Luther King. He taught and practiced a life of nonviolence. All three of our scriptures today are very significant, and to do justice to all of them would require the rest of the morning. Therefore, I will concentrate on the gospel reading, which focuses on practice. Our reading starts at Luke 4:21 and goes like this. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The scripture. Exciting, inspiring words. But what scripture is he talking about? Today's reading is only half the story, and we will have to remember back 2 weeks ago when we heard the scripture Jesus was talking about. Here is how it all went. You'll remember that Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during that entire period and was famished. Yet he said to the devil, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Returning from the desert, Jesus went into Galilee and began to teach in the synagogues. This was the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and the scripture which he read was this passage from the prophet Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight for the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He then announced to all who were in the synagogue, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus told the people of Nazareth that truly no prophet is accepted in the prophet's own hometown. Hearing this, the people were enraged and drove Jesus back out of town and planned to throw him over a cliff. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went on his way. It is not known that he ever visited Nazareth again. I wonder if we can ourselves begin to fulfill the commands from God given to the prophet Isaiah. The scripture is from Isaiah 61, and here is the complete quotation, a recipe for our own practice. "Bring good news to the oppressed. Bind up the brokenhearted. Proclaim liberty to the captives. Proclaim release to the prisoners. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Isaiah goes on to say, "Provide for those who mourn. Give them a garland instead of ashes. the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Jesus called for all this to be fulfilled by his coming among us. These and many more things are what we are even now being called upon to do. Today, you have heard the scripture, and its fulfillment is up to you. A kind of morality play is taking place in the USA currently, and it shows a stark picture of the different ways people have of living out their Christian mission. This came from CNN. I'm speaking of Lady Gaga and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the one hand, and Mike Pence and Sarah Sanders on the other hand. Mike Pence's wife Karen made headlines for accepting a job at a private school that bans LGBTQ students and parents. This event struck Lady Gaga, who has been very open about her Christian faith and support for the LGBTQ community. Speaking to Mike Pence, Lady Gaga said the following: "You say we should not discriminate against Christianity. You are the worst representation of what it means to be a Christian. I am a Christian woman, and what I do know about Christianity is that we bear no prejudice and everyone is welcome." On Tuesday, Fox News anchor Sean Hannity asked Sarah Sanders about Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her proposal for a Green New Deal. The White House press secretary responded that climate change should be left up to God. Ocasio-Cortez responded on Twitter with these biblical quotes: Genesis 2, God commands all people to serve and protect creation. Leviticus, God mandates that not only the people, but the land that sustains them shall be respected. All four of these people, Ocasio-Cortez, Lady Gaga, Pence, and Sanders, identify themselves as Christians. Somehow, we have to make room for a diversity of Christianity. Somehow, we have to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Here is a prayer for our practice in the coming year by Reverend Howard Thurman. Grant that I may pass through the coming year with a faithful heart. There will be much to test me and make weak my strength before the year ends. In my confusion, I shall often say the word that is not true and do the thing of which I am ashamed. There will be errors in the mind and great inaccuracies of judgment. In seeking the light, I shall again and again find myself walking in the darkness. I shall mistake my light for your light, and I shall drink from the responsibility of the choice I make. Nevertheless, grant that I may pass through the coming year with a faithful heart. May I never give the approval of my heart to error, to falseness, to vanity, to sin. Though my days be marked with failures, stumblings, fallings, let my spirit be free so that you may take it and redeem my moments in all the ways my needs reveal. Give me the quiet assurance of your love and presence. Grant that I may pass through the coming year with a faithful heart. Amen.